in the call.
Kim Laird. Anyone else? Hello, anyone else here yet?
Jerry Martin.
Hello, Jerry. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
How are you feeling?
I am better. I've had a sinus infection all week.
Don Lewis.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
And Jerry is here as well.
Hey, Don.
Hi. How's your sinuses?
Better, thank you.
Good.
Bob Newman.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So far it's Kim, Jerry, and Don.
Okay.
Waiting on Sandy, Will, and Jim.
Okay.
No Dave?
No, I don't know. Maybe he will be calling in. To be honest with everyone, I've been away from my computer since Saturday evening, early Sunday morning, and didn't touch it until 6 o'clock this evening. So,
good for
so
you.
two hours ago.
Good for you.
So I did catch up with some emails. I did catch up on the forums. I did see the email from Dave to the board. But yeah, haven't heard anything.
Martin. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Martin.
Martin.
Hello, Martin.
Hey, how you doing, Kim?
Chuck Hawley.
Okay. Hello, Chuck.
Hi, Kim.
How's the deck coming?
It's coming along. Had a little bit of a setback this week, but I'm hoping three more solid days will be okay.
So. For those that don't know, Chuck is putting a deck onto his house all by himself.
Yeah,
wow.
My wife is helping me, but it's basically all by myself. So. I love her to death, but she's not much of a builder. Just so you guys know, I have the minutes from last month.
Mm-hmm.
I made some changes based on Mary Spar's replies. It was mostly about the numbers, championships, and a couple spelling errors. Nothing to the actual minutes. Just some stuff in the at the end of the minutes after stuff I recorded.
Sandy Brown
in the contract itself.
I'm not sure if it was in the I believe it was in the contract.
Yeah. Okay.
So what I'm going to do is email that. I was waiting to send that based on the revision to the vote, but I never got any information.
Right, and I apologize for that, Chuck. The end of the school year caught up with me. And,
okay.
And hello, Sandy.
Hey.
Hello, Holly.
So if there are revisions, let me know.
Jim Maxwell.
Yeah.
By the night.
Yeah.
But,
hello, Jim.
Hello.
Actually, Chuck, I was going to cover that in the corrections portion of the approval of last month's minutes.
Okay.
I was going to address that motion of reconsideration.
Then I will, I'll add it in and then have David, I'll send the new one to David when I send this one for a week.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
John.
All right. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hello. Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. I think we're still waiting on Will. Is that correct? No Will yet? Okay. And I apologize in advance if there's any noise on my end of the line. I'm at theater rehearsal with about 20 kids. So they're often... They're off in a side room rehearsing while I'm next door.
I don't hear a thing.
Oh, they're being good. They better be rehearsing. That's what they better be doing. Oh, we have a show in a week and a half.
We got a really big show in a month.
Really?
Hi,
yes,
J.A.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'm sorry. I am so burned out right now.
Join the club.
Only a month away.
You know, I'm keeping a countdown on my refrigerator at home, but I haven't been home yet. I came right in from Pittsburgh right to here, so I haven't been home yet.
I've got one going in my head now. We're 4 weeks, 5 days, 37 minutes.
How many seconds would that be?
Not very many.
Not enough, I'm sure. Oh, there's never enough time when you're planning something.
By the way, Martin, while we have a moment, I did forgot to email you, but that revision is fine, and thank you very much, and send that out if you want.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order, if that's all right. We're still missing Will. Has anyone heard from Will?
No.
Okay. If he pops in a few minutes, that's okay. But if it's okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order at, on my watch, it says 8:05 p.m.
Yep, that's good.
Okay. And role is Kim Laird, chair, present. Sandy Brown, here. Don Lewis.
Here.
Jerry Martin.
I'm here.
Jim Maxwell.
Here.
Bob Newman.
Here.
Will Penman. Will Penman is absent. Chuck Hawley.
Here.
John Satriano as test director.
Still here.
And Martin Frost as communications director.
Here.
Okay, and did I miss anyone?
Holly.
Holly. I'm sorry, Holly. Holly Greeley, treasurer.
Here.
Okay. Did I miss anyone now? Okay. If not, we need an approval of the agenda. Does anyone see any changes that need to be made or corrections to tonight's agenda? Additions, deletions? If not, may I have a second on the approval? Do I need a second on the approval? I forget. I'm sorry.
Never hurts.
Okay. A second on the approval of the agenda?
I'll second.
Okay. And anyone opposed to approving the agenda? Okay. If not, any abstentions? If not, the agenda is approved by unanimous consent. The previous minutes, the minutes of May 23rd, 2007, I do have one addition to that, and that's the motion of reconsideration that I made through the forum online within 24 hours of our vote on item, I forget which item it was, 7B. We did have a motion of reconsideration. That vote did take place. Jerry, the motion for reconsideration was just for me to change my vote concerning item 7B on the last agenda. I wanted to change it from abstaining to no. You're the only person that we didn't hear back from.
Right.
So that means that it was six board members that responded in the affirmative and one board member that did not respond.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was
go ahead, Jim.
Five members in the affirmative.
Right, and there was one negative.
Well, this is just for the motion of reconsideration, Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this would have been...
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah, this was just for the motion to reconsider and to allow me to change my vote. So we just needed to show in the minutes that this motion of reconsideration took place and that my vote was changed to a no vote. Everyone else remained the same.
Got it.
Okay. And Chuck also said that he changed spellings within the contract that was there, the videographer's contract. On the request of Mary Spar, there were some spelling corrections to be made.
And one of the things that was changed was something regarding numbers championships. The name was changed from something to something, but it's basically the same thing. It's just the correct title now.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else from the prior minutes that needs correction or changing? If not, may I have a second to approve the minutes from May 23rd?
Don, second.
Okay. Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? If not, the minutes of May 23rd are passed by unanimous consent with the corrections. Okay, moving on to reports. John, festival.
Okay, well, there's so much going on, there's no way I could possibly tell you about it all. but the major point is Francois Rocher is coming. We're going to have a benefit show, which I think is really huge for us. Bill Barr is putting that together for us. We're getting a lot of nice performers for it. Toby Burgess may come and perform just for that benefit show. We also have the mayor coming that Monday for a photo op with the press. And we're actually thinking of changing that to the benefit show. We may do that photo op at the benefit show. Because wouldn't that be a great thing to get in the newspapers?
Garbo will be there, too, which just stunned me. So that is just going to be awesome, Garbo and the mayor.
we owe a lot to Bill Barr for this one, definitely. At this point, all of the performer travel expenses have come in, and at this now we have kind of a really good view of all of our major expenses. Holly and I have sat down, and we haven't had a lot of time, but we had enough time to look at things and realize that the finances are not shaping up quite as well as I wanted. We have gone through the budget. I've gone through it, and we've gone through it just briefly together. And I see that there's a lot of things that where the fat can be trimmed, a lot of things that that I kind of put in there that were copied over from previous budgets that now I'm seeing I'm not really going to be spending that money at all. So I think in the next couple of days, Holly and I are going to give the profit and loss and the budget a really hard going over and come up with some revisions and some trims, and we'll forward that on to the board when it's ready.
Excellent.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, John, and thank you, Holly, for working together on that. It'll mean a lot.
I want to make sure I point out that we are definitely on track to make a profit, and everything looks good, but it's not as quite as large a profit as I originally expected. So.
Okay.
Do you have a ballpark figure as to what you're looking at?
Before I go over it with Holly, I don't think I do. Maybe in the range of $15,000 to $20,000 now. There's a lot of things that are coming together. Just in the last few days, we raised $3,500 in sponsorship in donations. I'm sorry, and Sandy's going to be looking for sponsorship. So those are things that are going to change the bottom line. And there are so many things that I need to cut out of the budget that I'm really not comfortable giving you an exact figure right now.
No, ballpark's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
John, will you be sending the revised budget to the board then once you have it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so look for that, in the next 4 or 5 days.
Thank you. Excellent. I can't wait.
I have a little bit of info, if I may, John, about the sponsorships and media.
Sure.
I'm going to pursue some sponsorships. We're a little late on this, but not too late, and I'm working with the CVB on this. In terms of media, We have a couple of things going. I just heard today that Fox and the CBS affiliate both want to do live shoots early in the mornings. They definitely want to do that, so that'll be great. And that could get picked up by Fox National. Also, we may have the meteorologists from two or three different channels present on Wednesday afternoon to learn how to juggle and maybe do a weather shoot there, which would be fun. And I'm working with Candy Klein at the CVB with sponsorships, and I may go to Winston-Salem for a day or two if something with Haynes or Sara Lee comes through. That's gonna I'm going to work heavily on that in the next day or two. So John has put together basically sponsorship lineup of different levels of sponsorships, and you have no idea how handy that's coming in, because I have to email that to Liz tonight. She really wants to see that. So thanks for doing that. So anyway, I'm hoping for some sponsorships, and you know, I think we have a pretty good shot at it, but you know, time will tell with these things.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Let me add about sponsorships that Sandy and I have been working on putting together a sponsorship package for almost a year now.
Yeah.
And everything has taken just much longer than we expected. It was a difficult process, but we came out with an incredible product. Whether or not we actually came out with it in time for it to do us much good this year, we don't
know. Yeah.
But we certainly have the materials for next year, and we can start well ahead of time. You know, it may not be that successful this year, but I still believe we have a really good shot at making sponsorship part of our income potential.
Very good. Thank you. And I've seen the packet, and it is absolutely phenomenal, very professional looking, and able to be used over time. It's not specific just to this fest. So great job, guys.
It does include, the package does include a 3-minute promotional DVD by Ivan Pacell that John enlisted him to volunteer on. And actually, John, isn't that on the website now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great. Anything else, John?
I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, and keep plugging away. Only the light's at the end of the tunnel. Okay, Holly, finances.
Did everybody get the monthly financial metrics spreadsheet that I sent out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just going to go over that briefly. I wanted to try and put together a document that summarized some of the key numbers from the financial statements without becoming a full set of financial statements, because I think generally people are kind of getting glassy-eyed looking at the financial statements. So I pulled out just key figures that we can look at on a monthly basis and hopefully develop some good data for comparison year by year as well, and that'll allow us to better project our cash flow also. So I have each of those figures laid out by month through May and also year-to-date with a comparison to the annual budget and last year-to-date, both in numbers and numbers and percentages. The comparison to last year, I would take with a grain of salt, just because the control of cash wasn't as tight last year, and so deposits weren't necessarily made in a timely fashion, et cetera. So I'm not so sure that a year-to-date comparison is a very good one until the end of the year when we can do a full-year comparison. But at least it gives you a sense of where we're at compared to the budget and where we're at in a rough sort of way compared to last year. I think the rest is pretty self-explanatory. The memberships sold do not include any deferred membership income. Those numbers will be included in next year's or subsequent years, not just next, but up through 2011. I think we have deferred membership income now. So the memberships sold only include current year memberships, and we're selling at an average price of about $25 between adult, youth, and family memberships. And that's been pretty consistent. I've been kind of looking at that figure all year, and it doesn't vary much. We're usually at around $25 on average. The deferred membership income of 2418 year to date through the end of May, as I said, is for years beginning 2008 and up through 2011. I don't think I have any on the financials through 2012 yet. Festival income is just on a cash basis. The amount of income that I have recorded in the financial statements by month, it doesn't record any registrations that might have been made but not paid for. It's only what's been paid for. And then the number of package plans included in that number is down below that, and again, it's only package plans paid for. So if there had been some that were registered but not paid for or not deposited, they wouldn't be included in those numbers. Festival expenses is just on a cash basis, month by month, as is video income and video expense and magazine sales and World Juggling Day t-shirt sales, just on a cash basis. The video income and expense does not include shipping income and expense because I'm presuming that those are kind of a wash, that, you know, we're in theory charging people approximately what it costs us to ship, although I think in fact we're charging people a little bit more than it costs us to ship. I'm not sure exactly how the store calculates shipping, but my guess is it's a little higher than what the actual cost is. Sandy, you can probably speak to that better than I can.
Well, we usually tag on about a dollar for, you know, an envelope, or I try to get envelopes at about the Manila envelopes, large ones for under less than a dollar, but, you know, it usually does come pretty close. And
okay.
Yeah.
So that's that, and if anybody has any suggestions about what to add or take away from this sheet, I'd be happy to entertain other ideas, but I do want to get some key figures going out on a monthly basis. Any questions about those? Okay.
Doesn't sound like
it. That mean that everybody has not looked at them?
Well, this is Kim. I looked at them, but as you know, I keep telling you, I'm an English person, not a numbers person.
I understand.
But, just the fact that you put all that together is absolutely phenomenal to me. So,
and just a note, in terms of our performance, we are ahead of budget as well as ahead of last year on membership sales through the end of May. We are a little behind. Well, we're actually considerably behind budget on festival income, which John already spoke to. And magazine sales and World Juggling Day t-shirt sales are well ahead of budget. So it actually looks real good compared to budget, as well as compared to last year. So.
I think this is going to be a great tool once we get a full year under our belt.
Yes,
yeah,
very much so.
Kind of what I'm thinking, too, is that it'll be much more useful next year than it will be this year to have that historical trend laid out. I think that's all I've got, except that, John mentioned that we've looked at the festival budget, and I think the number that I came up with is very close to the number that he just estimated in terms of a profit. So I'm comfortable that we're really still doing okay, even though the income is considerably lower than what we had originally planned. And I'll work with John over the next few days to get that tightened up.
Very good, Holly. Very good. Thank you so much. You've done a lot. Membership, Jim.
Sure. Our membership as of right now is, the number is 1711, which is down from last month. But, again, I'm seeing a lot of fluctuation, and it just depends on when the – I know we've got some festival registration memberships that probably need to be recorded still. And also, we've been getting a lot of renewals just in the last week or so, resulting from the membership renewal postcards that were sent out. In other matters, I have looked into a second quote on the decals, and it's looking like for $5,000, the price that Martin quoted on the forum of $700, that's about what I'm looking at here. So I'm assuming that that's a pretty safe bet if we were to go that route. I'm waiting, you know, before I order anything until we have a better picture of our financials, because I know that at this point every penny counts. But anytime that you want me to go forward with ordering more decals, we can. Otherwise, it's just a minor perk that, you know, our members will not receive. The other items are that I've got a friend who is looking at a program for solutions that we're looking for in terms of integrating all of our databases and our the web store and all of that. And I wish I could remember the name of this program. He actually went to a presentation last night and by the guy who developed this program, and he's going to report back to me on that. In fact, I may see him later this evening, but I've got him working on that. I've asked him to just keep track of how many hours he's putting into it, not for this year, but perhaps next year. If there is a comp policy in place, then I've told him he should be keeping track of how much time he's putting in on it. He is a member. And also just this afternoon, I've got one nibble at possible memberships co-director that would take over Mike and Marilyn Sullivan's role. I need to talk more about Mike and Marilyn, with Mike and Marilyn about that, and see if that would be a viable solution for relieving them. That's about all I have. If anybody has any questions.
Fantastic, Jim.
I have a question.
Sure.
You're looking for the decals. You're looking at the Klingon type.
Yes, I'm looking at both the Klingon type and the adhesive type. And the decal for one color would be 13 cents for 5,000, 13 cents per piece for 5,000. For two color would be 17 cents for 5,000. The static or the cling would be 16 cents for 5,000 one color and 20 cents for 5,000 with two color. And these are this would cover up to 3.5 by 4.5. Now, if we wanted to go slightly smaller than that, I believe the pricing was 13 cents per 5,000 and 16 cents per 5,000 of the decal and the clings.
As I recall, the price was actually higher for smaller ones, for the smallest size, at least on that website I quoted. At any rate, are you thinking that we should get both the Klingon and the Klingon?
I don't have any preference personally. I would be willing to let that to the membership, let them decide what it is that they would want. But like I said, I don't have any personal preference, but I was getting the information just so that I would have, for this report.
Great.
Jim, just so I'm clear, this is Bob. Klingons, they go on the inside of the window, I take it?
They do, yes.
Okay.
You can actually get them both ways.
Yeah.
And I noticed that the color that the website I looked at, to go on the inside, you had to actually get them in two colors because they couldn't have a white background.
Mm, okay.
So, you know, it costs 4 cents more or whatever,
right,
for the extra color, something like that.
From my perspective, at least down in Texas, most people have their windows tinted, so I'm not sure inside is going to work very well.
Yeah. So you know, the company that I'm looking at is a local company. It's Austin Print Solutions here in town, and like I said, they seem to be right on par with the website, the victorystore.com that Mark sent out.
Yeah, I didn't do any big research to find the cheapest one. I just looked at that's probably the first one I looked at, but I'm sure they're relatively competitive. I mean, the different ones, some of them are competitive, and if you got the same price, then
And at this point, we are only sending the decals to people who are brand new members, not people who renew their memberships. So the stash of about 40 to 45 that I have now will probably last us just past the festival, I would assume.
Okay. Any other questions for Jim? Okay, Jim, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good work. Store, Sandy, anything from the store?
Nothing from the store for me.
Okay. That makes
sense. Everything just goes along nicely.
Okay. I have a little report from the store. I've been trying to make contact with all the people who have incomplete purchases so that they can complete them and record them in the store. There's two or three kinds of incomplete purchases. And basically, I'm trying to make sure we don't lose memberships, lose members because of failure to follow up on these. I don't know exactly if Joyce did the same thing in the past, but there's quite a few of these sorts of things. And I'm sort of refining my technique, but it's a moderate amount of time.
Okay. All right. And thank you for doing that. I'm sure you're saving some members along the way. So thank you very much. All right, the newsletter with Don. Don, do you have any report on that? Or?
I'm ready to start working on June any moment. I do need some content.
Okay.
So if there's a festival report, I don't care who writes it. I presume we want to put something about the survey in this one?
Yes. And the survey I'll talk about in a minute, but, yeah, I can get you something about the survey.
Okay. We should probably lead off with that, or at least secondarily to the festival.
And, Don, this is Sandy. I've asked Mary Sparr and Scott Kane to write a small blurb and to show an image of the new numbers medal.
Mm-hmm. Glad to get it.
Okay. I told her that. I'll make sure that she gets that to you in the next few days.
Yeah, because we should really get this out within a week or so, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that it gets out before the fest. Sorry, was that someone?
No. I did receive an article from Dave Davis, which actually is very moderate and quite positive, so I think I'll put that in, too.
Okie doke. All right, so anyone else with content for Don? Move it on to him.
Hey, Don, I missed the last statement. What did you say?
I said Dave Davis sent me an article, which is, for him, very reasonable. So I'm going to put that in as well.
Is it an editorial?
Not really. It's a commentary on a television show.
Oh, okay.
With Dave, all commentaries are commentaries, but
well,
it seems to be fairly reasonable.
Okay.
Since I need content, I'll take it from all members.
Right. And there's no reason why you shouldn't. That's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you deem it appropriate, fantastic. Anything else, Don?
No, I'm done.
Okay, you are doing a wonderful job with the newsletter, so thank you so much for your work on that as well. I know it takes a lot of time, so we appreciate that. As far as the member survey, that is ready to roll. It has not yet gone out. All I have to do is, Martin, you have the member database that you can mass email everyone, is that correct?
Yes, I can send email to everybody.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is email you the URL address that they would go to, and we can put together some sort of introduction for the email, letting the members know that they just have to click on this link and it will take them to the survey. David Landown is already prepared to be administrator of the survey and to make sure that as results come in, not every day, but say every week or so, he'll be able to post the most recent data from that survey up on the IJA website.
to the board or to the public? Because if you post it to the public, you're influencing further voting, as it were.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not totally opposed to that, but I'm just warning of that issue.
Well, I'm kind of in a no-win situation there.
Post the results after a week, say, you should be fairly safe. Because if most people, say 90 to 95%, are going to respond within 24 hours.
Okay.
Probably true. Do you want this survey announced in a plain email, or do you want it announced in the actual e-newsletter?
Well, it has to go through email for them to link. Well, I guess it could go in the e-newsletter.
It's just a URL. They can click on the URL in the newsletter.
Yeah, depending on when it's going out, because I think it would be kind of nice if we had the results back before the fest.
Well, if Don's sending out the e-news, or, you know, if the e-newsletter is going to be ready in a week or so.
Right.
Then
this is Jim, and do we think that that might affect our rate of return? In other words, people might gloss over it in the e-newsletter, whereas if it were a standalone email, they might be more apt to pay attention. And I'm just speculating here. I honestly don't know one way or the other.
That's a good point. However, in the emails that accompany the e-newsletter, I basically list the table of contents
mm-hmm.
of the e-newsletter. So it would, and I could also even include the URL
sure.
directly in the email,
sure.
even though it's also included in the same e-newsletter. So, or I could send a separate email if you think that's better. Either way.
How does everyone else feel? I thought the same thing as Jim, that maybe going in the e-newsletter, it might get lost.
This is Bob. I agree. I agree with you, Kim. I think we need a separate email.
Okay.
A separate email, but have a box in the e-newsletter saying, hey, you just got an email about this survey now. Get out there and fill it in.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll send it as a separate email and put a box on the e-newsletter. Okay.
This is John. I'm thinking it might even be better if the e-newsletter came out a few days after the survey to kind of remind anybody who forgot about it, you know, who forgot about it when they got the original email.
Right.
I think that's great. Is the survey going to be ready to send out in, you know, 3 or 4 days?
The survey is ready to go now. So as soon as the e-newsletter is ready or nearing completion, I'm just going to send it to you, Martin. And as soon as I'm sorry, I'm really tired today. As soon as Don is indicating that he's nearing completion of the e-newsletter, maybe it can be sent out then.
Well, I mean, we don't have to time it precisely, but as it is suggested that the e-newsletter come out later, but that whether it's a week later or 3 days later doesn't seem to be.
Well, the survey is prepared and ready to go now. It has the IJA logo on it. It turned out wonderful. So,
is the introductory text written to accompany the email that will introduce the survey?
Not for the email, no.
Or is that something you want me to write?
Would you be able to write something?
Well, I'd certainly be willing to edit it if, I don't know if you want to write a basic or give me some things to say.
Sure.
And then I will, you know, edit it into a
yes.
nice little introduction or something.
I can do that. I'm off from school now, so I will work on that tomorrow on the email. Okay. Any other questions about the survey or... Okay, if not, World Juggling Day is next on the list.
I can give a report for Dawn.
Yep, go ahead, Sandy. I was going to ask you if you could give an update on shirts and whatnot.
Sure. All the shirts are out, and every shirt got at least 3 to 5 World Juggling Day stickers, and I have some left, and I've been putting them in here and there into packages. It was really fun for me working on this project because I got a chance to talk to a lot of members just here and there, and
you know, confirming some orders. We had a little size with problems at one point, but we had that resolved. So I got a chance to talk to about four or five members, and, you know, that is always so much fun. And that's why I enjoy the store so much, is getting a chance to just talk to, you know, members here and there. And that was great fun. And so far on the website, we have 198 jugglers registered from 20 countries, 62 events listed in 14 countries. So as you can see, it's really growing. I have no doubt that we will surpass the 200 jugglers in the next few days. And once we have the drawing, I'm going to be out of town for about a week next week, but when we have the drawing, I'll get all the World Juggling Day prizes out, sponsored by the IJA, and then all the vendors will be sending their prizes out, because there's really quite a cachet of prizes. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really successful this year, and it's been fun to work. And Don Higgins was awesome to work with, and please stop by his booth, Higgins Brothers, when we're in Winston-Salem, and hang out with him, because he's just a hoot.
I got my shirts, so. Any questions about World Juggling Day, which is this Saturday? Okay. All right, moving on to continuing business. Item 6A. We have the following motion still on the table. Bob Newman makes the following motion to amend the IJA bylaws. And this is the motion that was presented by Philip Gree concerning the expulsion of members. Do we have a second on the motion? All right, if there is no second, that means that the motion, correct me if I'm wrong, please, Martin, it's just that the motion does not pass?
It dies or something. I don't know what the term is.
That's what I thought the term was, but I wasn't sure. Jim or Don, is that the correct term? I know that. Okay. Okay, without a second, the motion dies.
It can be brought forward again as a new motion.
Correct.
But I see that Robert Puhala has raised his head again. So
yeah.
Parliamentarian will probably get into the act and give us a new wording or something.
Okay. Is there any new business that we, or any other, I'm sorry, is there any other continuing business that we need to deal with? If not, is there any new business that we need to deal with? Okay. If I may, one thing that I wanted to talk to the rest of the board about before this final meeting is over, I had emailed everyone a policy, the performer's insurance policy, which would be $150 a year plus a $29 handling fee through the mobile entertainment people, through their group. They're allowing us to piggyback on their insurance if we wish to. These guys are so set up for us already that we've got the policy, we've got they already set up a separate PayPal account. It would require no work on any of our members' parts. The insurance company and the mobile entertainment group take care of checking membership to make sure that they are IJA members. They take care of the money. We don't need to touch any of it. This is all set up and ready to be put live on the IJA website. I've spoken with David Landown about it. I've spoken to the insurance carrier as well as to the vice president at NAMES, and we're all ready to go. If there is no objection from anyone on the board for offering that to our members.
Is there some reason that we're not putting the policy sort of up for general inspection?
It is posted on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, David put that up there.
Was it announced? I didn't see an announcement that it was posted.
Is it in the forums, or is it just on the website?
It's just on the website, but I have no problem with posting it on the forums first and, you know, letting people know that a new policy is there for them to look at. That's not a problem.
I think we should post it on the forum that it's there and receive any comments, and then if there's nothing outrageous, go ahead with it.
Okay, because I know I sent it to the board members, and then I had David put it up on the website, but I did not announce it. That was my mistake.
Did any of the board members look at it?
I did look briefly. Yeah, this is Jim. I looked at it, but the only policies that I really can compare it to, since I'm not a performer, are event insurance policies for our local Fed. But as I understand, that's not what this policy would offer. And since I'm not a performer, I really don't have any point of reference. I mean, on the surface, there was nothing that stood out, but I would have no way of really evaluating that.
It would be interesting from the perspective of a guy like Steve Rigatt, who actually uses that kind of insurance.
Certainly.
And I, by all means, can email it to him and ask him for his opinion on it, since he has given input before on items like this.
Yeah.
So.
And you don't have to email it to him if it's on the website. Just point him at it.
Right. I'll point him at it, though.
This is Will. Sorry.
Hello, Will.
I'm late.
That's okay. We're actually almost done, but that's all right.
Oh, man.
We're glad that you're joining the meeting.
Hey, Kim, do you know where it is on the website? Because I'm looking and I don't see it.
It's where I can't get into it right now because I don't have internet. But it's in business, and it's where the old insurance policy was posted.
Okay.
Both policies are supposed to still be there.
Under contracts, maybe? There's nothing that says...
It may be under other... Is it under other items? If I had my internet working right now, I could look it up, but I can't. What I will do is after the meeting is over and I'm able to get on the internet, I can point everybody to where it is on the IJA site.
I see. It is under miscellaneous.
Okay.
Where's miscellaneous?
Under business, down towards the bottom, there's something that says additional records.
Right.
Not under miscellaneous, but under additional records. Okay,
well,
June.
Heading on the page says miscellaneous.
Ah, right.
And there's something that says...
I see it. June 2007 insurance policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty obscure.
Yeah, that's pretty well hidden.
I didn't put it up. I had David do it, but it is.
You can...
I have to admit, it's difficult to find things on our website.
Yes. You can send, you know, somebody a direct link to that file. You don't have to make them work their way through this, but
right.
If you give them more, if you give them the details, they can work their way through now.
Right. Okay. Well, I will do that when I get home. I will post that it's there and point people to it, and also ask Stephen Rigatz for his input as well. But just so everyone knows, it's ready to be offered. And it would cost the IJA absolutely nothing financially or in volunteer time. So,
pretty good on the surface.
Right, and it does cover fire and knives.
Well, let's throw it out there and see what our critics make of it.
Right.
Is this going to require a motion of the board to offer?
Well, I thought we had already... past that before when we were going through the other company, but what does everyone else think? Because this is a different company, do we need a motion to pass it? Will we need a motion?
Probably not, but for form's sake, it might be useful.
Yeah, I think that it certainly couldn't hurt, and because we are entering into an agreement with an outside company, a for-profit company, that it, you know, for propriety's sake, it certainly would not hurt to have a new motion.
That's fine.
Is that something we should do now or wait until other meeting?
I would recommend waiting until we get some feedback.
That was going to be my suggestion, that we just wait, and that can even be a motion at the annual meeting when we're in North Carolina.
I agree. Yeah, that should be a motion, you know, waiting until then.
Okay.
Or, you know, if there's no outrageous criticism of it, we can always just do an email vote.
True.
And get it out there real quick.
Yeah, because I do know of two performers right now that are kind of waiting on it being available. So it's only two. But this policy also requires no minimums. We can have one member sign up. We can have no member sign up, and it can still be made available for that same price.
Sounds good. Put it up there for comment briefly.
Sure.
There's nothing outrageous to comment. Do an email motion and get
okay.
it there for the members.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you. Any other new business or anything else that anyone wants to bring up?
Do we want to discuss Dave's demand that the board discuss online electioneering, if that's what it was?
I'm fine with you guys discussing it. I
just want to mention, I want to mention a point of order, that if you're going to discuss something, there needs to be a motion on the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Martin. If you would like to make a motion, Don.
I don't think I want to make a motion.
Okay.
I already replied to Dave on the forum that I didn't think it was an issue.
I don't think it's an issue either. This is Sandy.
I think we're getting into discussing it or something, so let's just...
Yeah.
If it's not an issue, then it's...
Sorry.
Yeah.
And that, you know, let's just leave it like that. I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Then the next regular board meeting is scheduled to be held at the Winston-Salem Fest in July of 2007. And that would be at the annual meeting time. Okay.
Will there be a board meeting before that at all?
That, does anyone feel the need for another board meeting prior to that annual, to the annual meeting? Would you like to meet at the beginning of the fest time?
I actually think that's a pretty good idea.
I think that's a good idea too, especially if it includes a glass of wine.
That could be arranged.
If we're all there, I think we should plan on having a short meeting just to bond.
I think that's a great idea, actually. How about, let's see, the annual meeting is scheduled for, is that Wednesday, John?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that would be Wednesday the 18th.
This is
bless you.
Let me just put in my two cents. I hate to be always the glass is half empty. I'm not sure a formal meeting, while we'd like to get together, is going, you know, I'm not sure what it's going to accomplish or if it's going to look good. I think we had enough problems without it. I mean, we're not going to really pass anything, I don't think. A get-together is fine, but I really question whether we want to have a formal meeting and what going to be made out of that, whether it's true or not, and we know it's not going to be true, but I just think this is just going to give you one more thing that's going to be out there hanging until July.
And how about an informal meeting?
A get-together's fine, but I just don't, you know, I know where this is going to go. I mean, believe you, we all know where this is going to go. It's some
right.
secret cabal that's going to do something behind the scenes. It's just like, you know, who needs a headache? I mean, let's just have a get-together.
Okay, that sounds great.
If we find that an issue comes up that we need to meet, whether it be, you know, an online motion or that we need to get together, like on that Tuesday of the fest, we can decide that and call it
sure.
at a later time.
This is Jim. If there's an agenda, then I would not be opposed to a formal meeting. But in
mm-hmm.
absence of an agenda, then I say let's just get together and pat each other on the back and wish each other well.
That sounds wonderful. Okay.
I'll bring that wine, John.
this is,
all right.
And I'd just like to say one thing before we leave. It's my last time on the board for the meeting with us all, and I really enjoyed serving with you all, and you all really work hard, and like I say, it's been a real privilege.
This is Jim. I'll second that.
And this is Kim, and I want to thank all of you, every single last one of you, right down the line. It's been a year full of ups and downs for us, and I've said it from day one that this board was going to be an awesome team, and you guys have been incredible to work with, and I count many of you among my friends now, and thank you so much for everything that you've done for the IJA throughout the year. You are the most hardworking group of people that I've ever worked with in my life. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a suggestion. I think the outgoing board members should probably attend the first board meeting after the election, just so we can have a genial handover.
Yes.
I thought that was missing last year.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's a wonderful idea.
You're not off the hook yet, Bob.
Yeah, really.
But you won't be a board member at that meeting, so you don't have to relax.
Back in Guido or something.
Yeah, you can.
I would also like to ask that at the membership meeting at Winston-Salem, that all of the board members sit up front together. Last year, for some reason, we were down with the membership. And I would like to have everybody have an opportunity to speak to the membership about what they've done throughout the past year and, you know, good, bad, or otherwise, you know, just so that you have a chance to address the public. And, of course, the board candidates. The past couple of years that I've been going to the membership meetings, the candidates have had a chance to speak at that meeting as well. So I will make sure that Andrew gets that invitation.
Good. Yeah, I think we should be situated so that we are facing, just like it has been for years, the 25 years I've been a member. So
right.
I think definitely we should make sure we have a good sound system there.
Yes.
This is John. I've never actually been to a board meeting. I mean, you know, to an annual meeting. And I don't know anything about them. I would probably do well to have somebody from the board, you know, kind of actively liaison and talk me through what we need there.
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good, John.
Basically, you need a bunch of chairs and a little space where people can meet and relatively quiet, but it probably needs to be relatively close to the gym or if not in the gym so that we can bring people in from the gym in order to get a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have two gyms this year, so that could be a problem. But one of them has a stage in it. So we could use that.
That might be the one to use.
Sure.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? If not, we need a movement to adjourn. Motion to adjourn. Thank you, Don. Do we have a second to adjourn?
Don't need it.
I make that mistake every time.
I'll second it anyway, doggone it.
All right. The meeting was adjourned at, I have 8:50.
You got to vote.
Sorry. That's what I forget. You would think by, like, the 10th or 11th meeting, I would have figured it out. I don't have my script in front of me.
Wait till the 20th meeting.
Yeah. All righty. If I'm alive that long. Okay, so all those in favor of adjourning, anyone opposed? Any abstentions? If not, we are adjourned at 8:57 Eastern Time. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
We'll see you in Winston-Salem.
Thank you. See you guys later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Sandy. Hello?